My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist from the Capitol Steps, fresh off holiday shows at the Reagan Building. They're there live every Friday and Saturday evening. You can also learn more about their work at capitalsteps.com, their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. Mark, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Did you have a good vacation?
I did, but you're talking a little loud. You know, it's only 2 days since the New Year's Eve, so let's just tone it down just a little bit. I've got a weird headache for some reason.
There you go. Well, just before Congress left town before the Christmas break, they managed to ram through a budget extension that nobody liked. And I guess that clears the decks for no government shutdown in January, but we've always got the exciting debt ceiling looming in a couple months.
Yes, exactly, debt ceiling. But, you know, for them to do anything that pushes it at least 2 years down the road is a pretty big deal in Washington.
As many people have said, and as we just mentioned a moment ago, a lot of people didn't like it because this was kind of a kick the can down the road sort of situation. Conservatives thought it spent too much, got rid of the sequester cuts. Democrats didn't like it because it didn't extend unemployment benefits, and they would have liked spending in a couple other areas. So that means we get to have this fight all over again.
Absolutely. And I think we have a song that kind of talks about that.
Yes, we do.
Now, we Republicans blame the Democrats in Congress for this whole sequestration mess.
Well, as you recall, thanks to us Democrats, the fiscal cliff was narrowly avoided in January.
Now, hold on. You can't take all the credit for that. We Republicans had a lot to do with that, too.
Well, President Obama wanted $1.6 billion a year in increased tax revenue.
Mm-hmm. And Speaker Boehner offered $800 million.
And we compromised on $620 million.
And then did we cut anything at all?
Absolutely. We agreed to reduce spending by $1.5 billion a year.
Great. And how much do we currently spend?
About $10 billion a day.
Okay. So now, what percentage of a cut is that?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm terrible at math. Well, thank goodness the voters are, too.
Boy, no kidding. That's a good reason to keep cutting that education budget. Man, I would never get so many votes if my constituents were better educated.
Me neither. Now, do you think they realize that we actually took that deficit problem, placed it on the ground, and gave it a good kick
down the road again? Kick that can right down the road again. Please, and no one but contributors and friends.
If cans are kicked, it should be both our ends.
Same old road again. We look like a flattened toad again. Cutting is so very hard, so we just spend.
And our grandkids can pay it in the end.
Is it blown again? Is there still some time for leadership worth showing? Well, that all depends. I get the sense we're driving as we're going, like Lindsay Lohan.
It's fourth down and ten.
Is it late? Can we just vote again?
It's 2 p.m. on Thursday. Our work week must end, 'cause Congress can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah, we can't wait to get on the road again.
Oh, Mark, as I listen to that, I think of good news and bad news. The bad news is that nothing seems to really change in Washington. The good news is that's really good news for you.
Exactly. And, you know, we've got an election, you know, 2014, it's election year. So, you know, once I'll say it early and often, if folks are in doubt about who to vote for the funniest candidate. Think of your poor local comedians.
We'll have plenty of candidates once all the primaries and nominations are done. The odds of somebody sticking their foot in their mouth is pretty much 100%. So,
absolutely.
Mark, again, enjoy your brand new 2014, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Mark Eaton of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn about them online at capitalsteps.com. The latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.